Hello out there to all you people who used to be on the go, multitaskers everywhere, and everyone stuck at home. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this is what I call my retraction of my recommendation for Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, which I had mentioned in It's Not the Zombie Apocalypse. See, this is what I get for recommending a movie before I finish watching the whole thing. I was so taken with the unique style and class and cleverness of the movie that there was one scene that I hadn't seen that I should have before I made a decision on it. Not to take away any of the good things I said about the movie in my post, if it's not the zombie apocalypse, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is witty, stylish, probably the most entertaining version of Pride and Prejudice I've ever seen. Instead of falling asleep wondering idly if Darcy and Elizabeth will ever get over their socially refined, ever so civil misunderstandings during a ballroom dance, snore, we watch with bated breath to see if the social gathering will be disrupted by a zombie horde. We anticipate watching them yank out swords and go to town on the undead. Makes for a far more interesting Austin. But I cannot dismiss one very egregious scene. There are, let me give you a little background here, there are at least for a while a community of civilized zombies who managed to forestall the full-on mode zombie status by eating pig brains instead of human ones. I already mentioned this is not a kid movie, okay? Okay, fine and good. Elizabeth then witnesses the distribution of said pig brains in a perverse and blasphemous desecration of a Eucharistic ceremony, without criticism. This was totally unnecessary and offensive in the extreme, as well as either an obvious or grotesquely clueless dig at Christian beliefs in general and or Catholic theology in particular. There was no need, either logically or for the plot, to include such a satanic imaged scene. Had Elizabeth had at least recoiled in horror at the sacrilegious event, I might have a different opinion. But she takes it in stride, justifying it as part of the zombie's attempt at staying human-ish. As far as I can tell from reading the book synopsis, I have not read the book, I did see the movie. This scene was not lifted from the source material. Had it been lifted from the book, that would not have made the scene in the movie any less offensive. But the fact it was not in the book, as far as I can tell, and let me know if I'm wrong just for the sake of accuracy. But it was gratuitously added to the movie. That makes it even worse. In the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, one of my favorite scenes includes a blasphemy. It's spoken by Indiana, Harrison Ford, followed by a slap in the face from his father, played by Sean Connery, with an explanation, "Lots for blasphemy," doing my worst Sean Connery imitation ever. Were the sacrilegious scene in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies evaluated with a similar response by the purportedly other Christian humans, I could have understood its inclusion to underline the evil of the organizing bad guy behind the civilized zombies. But there was no such criticism of this blatant affront to Christian imagery, theology, beliefs, and practice. It's a real shame, too, because other than this one scene, it's a unique, classy, and engaging outing for a zombie movie. So, unfortunately for this reason, I officially retract my recommendation for Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. I recommend this movie be boycotted until and unless this blasphemous scene is removed. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review or article, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven.com. And take it from a homeschool mom, education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from being careful to watch the whole movie before you make a decision on whether to recommend it or not.